Will do, pal. Thank you, pal.
Much appreciated.
See you.
Okay. Tim Webster there. Obviously, I have a nice presenter. A radio presenter, but also someone you probably remember very well from years on Channel 10, presenting sports tonight.
ABC News,
coming up now.
Personal information online. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says doxing is an issue that's been raised with him for a long time, but he said it was the release of personal details of hundreds of Jewish Australians who were part of a WhatsApp group chat that prompted the government to act.
We want to protect all Australians from targeted and malicious release of their personal information without their permission. And we're going to try and get it right. That's why we are consulting on it. I hope we can do this quickly.
Those involved in sharing the group chat details have previously said it was done in the public interest and wasn't offering. The federal government says toothbrushes, whiteboards and clothing are among items that should all become slightly cheaper in the months ahead. The government is preparing to scrap import tariffs on a range of items from July, including sanitary products and protective footwear, in an effort to save business more than $30 million in annual compliance costs. The government says that this is often part of these cost-conscious consumers, so the tariff reform should help them to reduce their prices. Kensington Palace has released the first photo of the Princess of Wales since undergoing abdominal surgery in January. Here's Europe correspondent Catherine Hiss in London.
After weeks of wild speculation and rumour about Princess Catherine's health, the palace has released a photo of her with her three children in Windsor. In the post released on social media, she wished everyone a happy Mother's Day and thanked the public for their kind wishes and support over the past 2 months. She's been absent from public duties since Christmas Day and won't return until after Easter. Kate's surgery came on the same day, but health officials said King Charles will be entering hospital for treatment for the last hospital.
Hollywood stars are gathering in Los Angeles to celebrate the best performances in film at the annual Academy Awards. Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb drama, leads the field with its 13 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. Australian screenwriter Tony McNamara has been nominated in the Adapted Screenplay category for 4 things. A dark comedy which has garnered 10 other nominations. Barbie star and fellow Australian Margot Robbie has been nominated for her work as a producer in the film, which is up for Best Picture. The Australian believes has come out by 202 runs and needs 6 wickets to win the second men's cricket test in Christchurch. Heading into day 4, Australia is 4-77 in its second innings, with Mitch Marsh on 27 not out and Travis Head unbeaten on 17. the Black Caps were dismissed for 372 in their second innings, with Russian Ravindra top scoring with 82. And Roosters enforcer Spencer Lenu will go before the NRL judiciary tonight, charged with using a racial slur against the Broncos' Ezra Mann. The incident overshadowed the league's historic launch in Las Vegas last weekend, after initially trying to downplay the incident by calling it fun and games in a post-game interview. Lenu has since issued a public apology and pleaded guilty ahead of his judiciary hearing. You're up to date with ABC News.
Is on deck of the National Operations Center.